T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Absolutely not be impeached because he's doing great things for the country. The people that want to impeach Donald Trump are idiots.
KNSS, Stephen 10 in the morning now. 6:47 on a Friday, three big things.
Three.
WSU will strike up a marching band this fall and call it Shocker Sound Machine.
Two.
Carnival worker admits killing Wichita couple. Their bodies found in a shallow grave in Arkansas.
One.
At least 11 dead after tourist duck boat capsizes on Table Rock Lake. High wind to blame. Three big things with Stephen Ted.
In North Wichita, you're going to want to watch out for this one. Arkansas, north of 25th Street. We've got some lanes blocked there. The road buckled. It was just too hot and road buckled there, so they've got it closed. Looking at trying to fix that again. That's Arkansas, north of 25th Street. Traffic on KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny and hot today with a 10% chance for rain and a high of 99 degrees. Partly cloudy with a 20% chance for rain tonight. The overnight low 71. Saturday, sunny and hot. Tomorrow's high 93. Now partly cloudy. Northeast wind at 5 miles per hour. 69 degrees. KNSS News. Weather that is brought to you by The Monarch. Featuring the perfect patio for conversation and cocktails. The Monarch offers a military discount for current and retired veterans. The Monarch in Delano. 6:49 now. Stephen Ted. Don Grant, CFP, The Money Tracker, with us this morning. Good morning, Don.
What up?
Is it raining on you when you drove in this morning?
Not at all.
Okay,
good. Completely dry out there.
A company in New Zealand that tested four-day work week says the experiment was so successful that it wants to make it permanent. Perpetual
wow.
Guardian, which helps customers manage their wills and estates, released the results of its two-month trial this week. The company said its employees all reported greater productivity, better work-life balance, and lower stress levels from working one less day a week.
Working 12-hour days?
Is that a big surprise? The employees, more than 240 of them, were still paid for 5 days during the experiment, which ran from the beginning of March to the end of
April.
Well,
that's a dumb experiment, then.
The trial was conducted by outside researchers.
Well, did they work longer days, though?
Yeah, I kind of doubt it. Doesn't say, though. Doesn't say. But you're talking about working wills and estates. I'm not sure that's time-sensitive, where they've got to be there every minute.
Well.
And the other thing is, of course, in our work, most of our people out there listening, well, a good many of them are working 5 day weeks.
Yeah.
And if we're not here,
or 6 day
or
weeks.
More,
yeah, or more. It's not doing.
See, I think if you could do it with your business, run 4 12-hour days,
it'd be a piece of cake.
I think it'd be, I would rather do that and get a full 3 day weekend every week, you know.
Well, or I'd like to write like 1 40-hour day. I think that would be fun.
Yeah.
Well, that would stretch over 2 days, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Okay.
Banks and other large U.S. stocks fell Thursday, but smaller companies climbed, making for a mixed finish on Wall Street. The S&P 500 index slid 11 points. The Dow fell over 134 points.
Mm.
And the NASDAQ composite gave up 29 points.
Mm.
Don Grant, CFP, The Money Tracker.
That's me. That's me, man.
What makes a stock market crash?
I don't know, but we'll make something
what
up here.
What makes a stock market crash?
What makes,
we're asking you.
Oh, I'm answering a question. Oh,
yeah.
Oh boy. Okay. Well, you know, earlier this year, we watched stock markets around the world take a pretty big dip. It began here. The Dow dipped about 4.5%. The Japanese markets fell the same market amount, followed by the European markets. When we stumble, so does the rest of the world, and sometimes vice versa. Well, we attempted that dip. You know, we attributed rather that dip to more talks of rising interest rates in response to fears of inflation. The Fed often used their control over the lending rates to encourage growth in our economy or to slow it down. That's just one reason. In October of 2016, we experienced the flash crash. The British currency, the pound, plunged 6% against the dollar in just 2 minutes of trading. It was due to a trader's mistake loading a sell algorithm into a trading program that exceeded the intended sell. Large sell orders led to a sudden drop in liquidity because there were not enough buyers to match the sells, thus driving the price down. Another crash was in October of 1987. You probably remember this, Black Monday. The Dow plummeted nearly 23% in one day. That was the impact of the largest one-day decline recorded before or after that date. A massive number of orders to sell once corresponding stocks hit a certain limit, called stop-loss orders, created a domino effect that took down the entire market, causing the crash. The market recovered rather quickly for its time, but it was driven by expectations of interest rate hikes. We talk about that a lot here. And then there are bubbles, when stock markets continue to rise in price, but the actual fundamentals behind those stocks don't. That's called a bubble. We've seen several in the past couple of decades. The bubble is often created by perceptive or emotional drivers that build up the cost of a stock when it's really unwarranted. It's called herd behavior. Once the inadequate fundamentals are broadcast, the bubble will pop, leaving latecomers to the party to absorb the losses. If you've invested in the stock market, there's no sure way to avoid crashes and bubbles. Diversification across several investment ideas or classes, including those outside of the stock market, is no guarantee, but it has been shown to help mitigate some of that volatility that is found when investing in just one area. And of course, if you have any questions on this or want to discuss how it's working for you, give me a call. The number is 634-2222.
Don, has the stock market got procedures and triggers in place that we could never have another 1929 crash? Is it impossible?
There are stops at a certain level or a certain percentage of a drop. The markets will shut down automatically an hour or something like that, and then at a certain other level it may shut it down for the full day. And we've seen those actually pop into effect at times.
Right. Well, so is it something we should be losing sleep about at night?
No. Right now, I don't see any. It's the markets are a little bit rich right now, but I don't see any sort of that bubble behavior going on right now because the fundamentals are very strong for most companies.
All right, today is National Moon Day.
So what do you do? We're not supposed to turn around, are we?
Don, I knew you'd go there.
Here, let me show you.
You're talking about the moon up there where that
moon.
The astronauts landed on this date in 1969. They called it Apollo 11. Men went to the moon. Did you know about this, Don? It was in all the papers.
I heard about it, yeah. Thanks.
So, no, it was a different
kind. Yeah, no, that was staged. It's fake.
All right. Well, that's what we've been talking about this morning.
I believe in the moon landing.
At any rate, this is a moon day, and it's not the kind of moon that Don likes to talk about.
We may moon you later.
Mm. Moon day. Would you ever want to be an astronaut? I never had to.
No desire whatsoever. I appreciate what they do tremendously, but I'm claustrophobic. Mm. And for me to be stuck in something and knowing that I can't get out, my lifeline is staying in that
suit. What do you
want to
be, Ted, when you were a little boy? Do you ever want to be an astronaut? Oh, no. I wanted to be a sports announcer.
Jet pilot, yeah.
I wanted to be a baseball player or a cowboy, one or the other. Didn't even get close.
Yeah, 0 for 2 on that one.
0 for 2. You got it. Yeah. All right, thanks, guys. 6:55 now, Steve and Ted on KNSS. Coming up at 7 o'clock, top of the hour, the latest on the duck boat capsizing on Table Rock Lake in Branson. That's coming up, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.